What's up, guys? Welcome back to Worth the Wait. I'm your host, Cookie Miller, and today we are talking about the importance of hydration during your weight loss journey. So our bodies are made up of around 60% of water, which means that we need to keep replenishing our water levels in order to function properly. Now, water is essential for transporting nutrients, regulating body temperature, and removing waste from the body. So when we're dehydrated, all of these processes become less efficient, leading to a range of health problems. As usual, we're going to break this into a few parts. We will talk about what it means to be hydrated, sleep, exercise, overall health, and of course, weight loss. So let's get into it. When we think of hydration, we often think about water. However, it's important to remember that electrolytes like sodium and potassium are also crucial for hydration. These minerals help us to regulate our body's fluid balance and ensure that we stay properly hydrated. So if you're drinking a lot of water but not consuming enough electrolytes, you may still be at risk for dehydration. To ensure that you've gotten enough electrolytes, you want to try incorporating foods like bananas, avocados, and sweet potatoes into your diet. And you can also use hydration tablets in your water. You can get these from most stores that carry vitamins. One area where dehydration can have a significant impact is sleep. So when we're dehydrated, our body produces a hormone called vasopressin, which helps us to conserve water. However, this hormone can also affect our sleep patterns by making us need to go to the bathroom more often during the night. So this means that we're more likely to wake up feeling tired and groggy, even if we've had a full night's sleep. Dehydration can affect the production of melatonin as well, which is the hormone that regulates our sleep and wake cycles. There have been studies that have shown that when we're dehydrated, our body produces less melatonin, which also can lead to disrupted sleep patterns. Now, I think this is one that you may not be super surprised by. Water is essential for our digestion. It's essential for proper digestion, and it can help us to prevent things like constipation and other digestive problems. So when we're dehydrated, our body tries to conserve the water that we have by drawing it away from our stools. And that, of course, can make the stool harder and more difficult to pass and lead to constipation. So to promote healthy digestion, it's important to drink plenty of water throughout the day and also consume foods that are higher in fiber to help absorb water and promote regular bowel movements. So if you follow me on other social media platforms, you know I've been talking about this for years, but dehydration can sometimes be mistaken for hunger. So this will lead us to eat more than we need. So by staying properly hydrated, we can help to prevent these unnecessary cravings and better understand our true hunger cues. In addition to drinking water, you also want to consume foods that are higher in water content, which can lead to making you feel more full and more satisfied. So for example, eating a salad with plenty of veggies and a high water content dressing can help to keep us hydrated and prevent overeating. Now, this is one I get so many questions about because so many of you have seen on social media platforms where I posted about my experience with acanthosis. Acanthosis is a skin condition that mostly people of color tend to develop in association with insulin resistance. So when I was diagnosed as pre-diabetic, I also had these dark, leathery patches of skin really all over my body. Initially, they started in the folds of my skin, but eventually it started to spread. So water is going to be super essential for healthy skin and can also help to prevent dryness, wrinkles, and other signs of aging. When we're dehydrated, our skin can become dry and lose its elasticity. And that leads to, of course, premature aging, which none of us want. One of the biggest questions that I get is usually about loose skin, right? I don't want to have loose skin. How did you not have loose skin? And by the way, that's not true. I do have loose skin, but the way that I have kind of prevented it, many factors are going to determine whether or not somebody is going to have loose skin, including genetics. But there are things that you can do to help reduce the amount of loose skin you have, like being hydrated, making sure that your skin keeps that elasticity can be helpful. And of course, lifting weights, but that's for another episode. Now, speaking of exercise, when we exercise, our body loses water. water through sweat. So this means that we need to drink even more water to stay properly hydrated. Staying hydrated during exercise can help us to improve our performance, it can prevent cramping, and it can reduce the risk of injury. In fact, there was one study that found that dehydration can lead to a 2-3% reduction in athletic performance. To stay properly hydrated during exercise, it's recommended that we drink around 17 to 20 ounces of water a couple hours before exercise, and then another 7 to 10 ounces every 10 to 20 minutes during exercise. Now, of course, everyone is different. I have clients who don't do well with drinking water during their workout and prefer to rehydrate afterwards. That is totally fine too. Being dehydrated can also have a negative impact on our overall health. So again, there have been studies that have shown that even mild dehydration can lead to headaches, fatigue, poor concentration, and over time, chronic dehydration can also increase our risk of things like kidney stones, urinary tract infections, and other health problems. And I can say this is 100% true. Before I even started my weight loss journey, you know, I struggled with weight all of my life. And when I was a younger teenager, I had kidney stones, I believe twice. And both times I had to go to the emergency room for them. It was awful. And my diet at that time consisted of a ton of processed foods and so much soda. So when they tested the kidney stones to see what they were made of, sure enough, a lot of it was sodium because of the types of foods that I was eating. So again, make sure that you are drinking enough water, because it's not just about the weight loss itself, but it's about overall health. Now, as I've mentioned before, you want to consume foods that are high in water content. So more examples of that are fruits like watermelon, oranges, strawberries, all are great sources for hydration, as are vegetables like cucumbers and celery. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, how much water should you be drinking in order to remain hydrated? Well, first things first, your liquid source does not have to be 100% water all the time. Liquids can include teas, juices, and other drinks, but just keep in mind, if you're on a weight loss journey or if you're someone who may be diabetic or you have insulin resistance in your family and things like that, you want to keep in mind and be aware of drinking your calories and, of course, drinking super sugary drinks. So I got this formula from Dr. Andy Gaplin. He's a professor, a researcher, and an author, and he specializes in human performance in sports science. So he says we should drink about 0.5 ounces of liquid per pound of body weight as a base hydration level. So this means this is how much water you should drink if you lay in bed all day and do absolutely nothing. Now, if you exercise on a particular day, you may lose about 1 to 5 pounds of water per hour that you work out. And so let's put that into perspective so that you can get an idea of what this looks like in real life. So if you're someone who weighs 200 pounds and you work out for an hour per day, how much liquid should you be drinking? Right? So if we use the formula from Dr. Gaplin, we know that we should be drinking 0.5 ounces of our body weight. So that would be 100 ounces. That is your base level if you do absolutely nothing all day. Now, if we add in the workout, and let's say that you lose about a pound of water during your workout, that pound of water is equivalent to 16 ounces. So your total intake for the day would be 116 ounces on days where you work out and 100 ounces on days when you do not work out. Now you know, by drinking enough water and or liquid and consuming foods that are high in water content, you can improve your sleep, reduce sugar cravings, and aid in weight loss and prevent a range of health problems. Don't forget to also include electrolytes like sodium and potassium in your hydration routine, and make sure you prioritize hydration in your daily routine and remember to drink plenty of water and eat water-rich foods to keep your body functioning at its best. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Worth the Wait. Remember, if this episode or any of our episodes have helped you, please consider leaving us a 5-star review. We are at Worth the Wait Podcast on IG. We would love for you to take a screenshot of the episode you're listening to, post it in your story, tag us, and we will be sure to repost you. Thanks again, guys. Bye.